Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Give me a little more there, Fritzy. There you go. We are in New Orleans on Radio Row. It's not really a row. They say it's a row. They lie about the row. It's a big room. Big, big, big room. Full of media guys and people trying to book people on your show. It sounds glamorous. It's really not that glamorous. But we are here all week long. Joining us now, lucky enough, to be joined by the great Brian Westbrook. B. West, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling great, man. Afternoon, fellas. Listen, it's Super Bowl week. If you can't feel good this week, then I don't know when you're going to feel good.
All right, well, hop right into this thing. Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's good to go?
Yeah.
All right, B. Well, listen, I don't know if your memory is good or not, but it's 20 years ago, bro. 20 years ago, we were down here playing in the Super Bowl, man. What are some of the memories you have from that game, or that week, I should say? Forget about that game. but that week leading up to the game, what do you remember about that experience?
You know, the interesting thing about the Super Bowl week is that, you know, as players, you're just creatures of habit, right? You do the same things every Friday and every Tuesday and every Wednesday. And because you're in a different city, you don't get to do the same things, right? And so now you're trying to find things to occupy your time because you only practice, you know, let's say 8 hours a day. Then you have to figure out what else to do. You know, are you going out to eat? Are you hanging out with your friends? Are you opposed to being in your own home and just kind of playing with your dogs or doing different things at your house? You're literally trying to figure things out. So it just feels weird, which really gives the teams that have had that experience, Jalen Hurts and obviously the Chiefs and that crew, it gives those teams that have experience in these games just a bit of an edge. And so I just remember being bored that week, like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we just going to hang out with the players? Am I going to hang out with my boys? And there's also an overarching feeling that you have to remain focused. So it's not like you're going to the club every night or doing something crazy. You're not hanging out every night. But you also want to remain focused, but you just don't know what to do. And so, you know, I don't know if you remember, for some reason, I had in my mind that we were going to South Florida, not North Florida in Jacksonville, and I thought it was going to be nice and warm and everything. So all the clothes that I brought were warm weather clothes, and so it was an interesting week, to say the least.
Can I be honest with you, B-West? You guys really got screwed having your Super Bowl be in Jacksonville, like of all places.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville.
I mean, seriously.
Like, I mean, there's Vegas and you know, Los Angeles and bye-bye. You
Miami.
You guys get Jacksonville.
Yeah, I would have even taken Tampa.
Yeah.
Anywhere other than Jacksonville.
Well, was it worse than Minnesota? I mean, Minnesota or Jacksonville?
Minnesota's a cool city. It's cold, but I like Minnesota.
I don't know, B. We had fun in Minnesota, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a good time in Minnesota. Now. But we weren't playing, but we had a good time in Minnesota.
B-West, looking back at the 2 week period before the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, there's so much going on, and it's so much different than the rest of the season. Is there anything you look back on and you say to yourself, if I had a chance to do it again in that time period, I may have done this differently or that differently? Is there anything there?
No, I think Andy really gave us the heads up. Like, you know, before we get down to Jacksonville, make sure you get all your affairs in order prior to us getting down there. And that was one of the things where I got everything ordered, the tickets, you know, what I wanted to do, all these different things in order prior to getting down there. So I wouldn't have changed very much. I will say this. I've seen a lot of the players doing appearances and things like that the week before. And there's a lot of money to be made. And, you know, if I was being completely honest, I left a lot of money on the table through appearances because I didn't want to be the guy that was out doing the appearances the week before and leaving my team feeling that I wasn't preparing or taking the game serious. But there was an awful lot of money out there on the table the week before the Super Bowl, I'll tell you that.
And I got that money, B.
Yeah.
I got my slice of that pie, baby.
I reached without and got that money. I'm not mad at you.
I got what I could get, and no doubt about that.
So looking at this game on Sunday, Brian, we've seen, you know, even just in the playoffs, forgetting about the entire season, we've seen so many different sort of performances from Jalen Hurts, the last one being the best one by far against Washington. What kind of game do you think we need out of Jalen on Sunday?
You know, I think a lot of it's really going to depend on the run game, right? I think, you know, probably a running back, and maybe I'll overemphasize what's able to be done. But if we can control the line of scrimmage, right, that changes what the expectation for Jalen is going to be. If we control the line of scrimmage, now we're talking about second and short, third and short, and the expectation for Jalen is totally different. Now you're throwing quick slants instead of 20-yard digs, you know, when it's third and long. And so a lot of it's going to be dependent upon the offensive line. But if you're looking at must-haves for Jalen Hurts, he must be consistent, throwing the ball in rhythm, not turning the football over, making good decisions on the RPOs. He has to do those things to be able to lead this team to a Super Bowl. And when we talk about turnovers, I think about this. In the games that the Chiefs either lost or the game was close, Bengals, they lost by 1 point to the Chiefs, they controlled the opposing team, created turnovers. So defensively, we have to create turnovers, and they have to be able to control the football, control the time of possession. So that means we have to get the run game going. We have to be consistent with all the things that we're doing offensively to stay on schedule, right? First and 10 needs to go to second and 5 to third and 3. We don't want to be put in the position where Jalen Hurts has to be taking 7-step drops, Steve Spagnuolo is throwing every blitz in the book at him, and now we're in that position where we're trying to convert in third and long. That's not where we need to be at. So being consistent offensively on first and second down will lead to a much easier game for Jalen Hurts.
Take me in the mind of Saquon, B. He's obviously the focal point of the offense. If you're the Chiefs, you're trying to make someone else, i.e. Jalen, beat you and don't allow Saquon to sort of do what he does. Similar role that you had in our offense. I know T.O. was there all year, but we lost T.O. with a couple games left to go, and he wasn't back until we got to the Super Bowl. You became the focal point of a defense and of our offense. And in that Super Bowl, I'm imagining the Patriots had to be keying in on you. And I'm wondering from that perspective, how do you manage that, right, when you realize the other team is pretty much trying to do everything to stop you? And how does that translate with what Saquon's going to be faced with Sunday?
You know, you're right. It's difficult, and I think there were times, especially in that game that we played against the Patriots, that they were bound to say, okay, we're not going to let Westbrook do his thing because that leads to the offense and their ability to, just like I mentioned, stay on track, to stay in a positive situation, not having third and long. And so, you know, for Saquon, I have to believe he's going into that game saying, I have a dominant offensive line. They provided holes for me all year long. They provided opportunity for me not to get touched until I'm 3, 4, 5, 6 yards down the field. I'm going to be patient. And unfortunately, when you are in a situation like the Super Bowl, you become impatient as a runner. You want every run to be a home run. Saquon has a great ability to be patient, and that's going to be super important this week, that he's going to be patient, allow the game to come to him, allow those 3 and 4 yard runs to turn into 30 and 40 yard runs, because that's where he's the most effective. And, you know, I think he has the ability to do everything that you want a doggone running back to do. And so he has to be able to trust that offensive line, which he has all year, and he'll be fine. I'm not worried about Saquon in the least when I look at the game plan for this week.
With us right now, Brian Westbrook. B-West, flipping to the other side, you know, you're not stopping Patrick Mahomes. You're not rattling Patrick Mahomes. But when you watch him, is there a way that you think the best way to play him specifically is, and the way that the Eagles sort of attack that problem.
Absolutely. You take away his first option. You force him into those third and longs. Like we mentioned, for us, we want to stay on track. We want to stay on schedule. You force Patrick Mahomes into third and long situations. Make him stay in the pocket, which is one of those things where he gets third and long and everyone's dropping, making sure that Kelsey's covered and all these other receivers are covered. And next thing you know, Patrick Mahomes, who you don't necessarily say he's a great runner, he's running for 12 yards in the first down. So the first thing is you want to put him in long to go situations on third down. Then you certainly have to stay in front of him. You can't drill behind him as a defensive line because now he has a chance to run, and he's done that successfully in almost every important game that we've watched him. And then now you have to find a way to take the ball away. Our defense has been so opportunistic, and I saw a stat the other day, and it's hard to believe that it's true. I saw a stat that said we have had 21 turnovers in the last six games. I mean, that's absolutely impressive. And so we have to find a way to get the ball back to our offense and limit their possessions. If we can do that, then we have a chance in this football game.
You know, a stat I did not know, and I think I got to give it credit on ESPN, I saw it earlier, is that in the five Super Bowls, I guess this will be the fifth Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
I think this will be the fifth one.
Yep.
Does he have four interceptions? I think he may have four interceptions in his Super Bowls. So I mean, that is there. You can take advantage of it when it happens.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get
but
it.
The thing is, he doesn't give you very many opportunities. So
no,
when,
he's not
if, there,
sure.
if, yeah, if there's an overthrow or a tip, you got to make sure you come up with it. If you get a sack on him and it's a strip fumble, we got to recover it versus them recovering it.
Right. You know, one of the things that I would say is, you know, just like anything else, you talk about Saquon on our side. Don't let Saquon beat you. Force Jalen Hurts to beat you. I'm saying, okay, we understand that Travis Kelce is his guy. We got to find a way to stop him too. If it means put two people on Travis Kelce, let's do that. We can't allow Mahomes to Kelce to be that matchup that we can't contain. That's the one thing that we can't give up. We can't allow that to happen. And that means he's working the middle of the field, and now we're forced to tackle someone that's 6'6", 260. We have to take that away and make him go to his second and third read. That allows us as a defensive line to be able to penetrate a little bit more and get some more pressure on Mahomes.
And you best believe they know that we allowed Zach Ertz to turn back the clock to 2017 in that championship game. I mean, my goodness.
Yes,
they
sir.
Did,
must have had 11
but,
or 12
but,
catches
but here,
in that
But
game.
Here's the thing. I believe, and I don't know this to be true, I want to believe that this is true, that as an offense, we were not as afraid of Zach Ertz making the big play down the field. So the one thing we didn't want to give up is Terry McLaurin running past our entire defense. So we were rather rally to Zach Ertz because we know he's not going to break a bunch of tackles, and we know that he's not going to be a run-after-catch type of guy. Travis Kelce's different. He kicks the ball in the middle of the field. He runs it himself. He pitches it back. He does a lot of different things. This is a different beast, even though Zach Ertz had a very good game against us last weekend.
All right, B-West, well, let's get to the real thing here. It's the game's on Sunday, Eagles, Chiefs. What's your call? What's going to happen?
I think that the Eagles are a better team. I think they're in the position where they have been dominant, offensive line, defensive line. And when you talk about the key to winning football games in this league, is having a dominant offensive line and defensive line. That leads me to believe that Saquon's going to have a good day, and Jaden's going to have a good day on some of these RPOs as well. That also leads me to believe that we'll control the game, the time of possession. So I believe that we win this game 35-30.
I'll take it. Your lips
high
to God's
scoring.
Ears.
Definitely sound like an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
You want points. I'm here for the over. I want points.
All right, B-West, we appreciate your time, brother.
All right, Broski.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
There he is, Brian.
35-30. Talking about heart palpitations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the last score? What was the
38-35.
Are you guys surprised? The over-under, I think, is only 49.
Yeah.
49.5, yeah.
That seems low, doesn't it?
Yeah, I went low.
Yeah.
Well, two offenses that generally haven't produced a lot of points.
Limit possessions.
This year, you know.
Long drives.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably right on what their average is for the season. I think Kansas City averaged, 24 points a game? We were at 26, something like that.
Yeah.
So right around 50. Before we get back to the Eagles, there was a Sixers thing that happened today that we said we'd get to.
Let's talk about
right
it.
Here. The Sixers, the trade deadline is tomorrow at 4 o'clock
I thought
Eastern.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm so mixed up on days.
Amen.
Yeah, Thursday. The trade deadline is Thursday. So the Sixers traded. It's a little surprising in that this was a guy they have locked up, and they had him on a pretty good contract, is Caleb Martin. So they trade Caleb Martin to the Dallas Mavericks for Quentin Grimes, and the Sixers get their own second-round pick back this year. I believe that pick was from the Josh Richardson-Seth Curry trade several years back. You know, Caleb Martin's a good player. He hasn't played very much this year. He's had, five different injuries this year. I do think they were probably sitting him recently because they were thinking they could get something for him. This is really about – Quentin Grimes is a good player. He's a good guard, shoots threes decently, but a good defensive player.
This year, I think, career high for threes.
For threes, yeah. He was one of those guys that was on the Knicks that, like Deuce McBride, I felt like every time he shot a three, it was going in against the Sixers. he's a good player. They're short on guards right now. They've been playing Reggie Jackson and Kyle Lowry. This is one of those trades that doesn't make you worse this year and helps you get under the tax. I mean, that's what this is. So if they can the tax, you know, by July 1st, here's the implications if you're interested. First of all, they don't get repeater tax. It's really just like a financial thing, and they need to – if they trade Drummond and then they do a couple of things this offseason, they can get under the tax. The good thing about getting under the tax before July 1st is it will allow them, if they want to give more money to Gershon Yabusele and be able to spend more money on Yabusele. Right now, they could only offer him about $6 million. If they get under the tax, that could get up to 14. They don't need to give him all of that, but he's been so good that if you think there's a chance of keeping Yabusele, it might be worth getting off of Caleb Martin.
He honestly might be worth $14 million. You probably have a better read on this than me, but I feel like he's been really good. He's
easily.
Well, yeah. The thing is, Caleb Martin only got 8. Right? And
right.
So Yabusele is not a starter on every team. I think he's probably a $10 million player, but we can't even get to 10 the way it is
and
right
he's
now.
A bit older, right? Because he came
he's
here
29.
And went over. Yeah, so he's not like he's a young and up-and-coming guy.
No, yeah. He's a good player. Now, he's an unrestricted free agent, so there's no guarantee. He's not restricted, so he can go wherever he wants. But I do think, you know, if the team's not going to win anything this year, there's no sense in paying the tax.
Well, that's
anyway.
What I wanted to ask you, because to me this seems like a trade – that it's not selling by any stretch.
Right.
I actually think you get, in some ways, a better player and a pick. So you're maybe a little bit of a better team. But Caleb Martin had playoff experience. I don't think Quentin Grimes has a ton, or at least hasn't crushed
it. Doesn't have a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like this is a little bit of an eye towards the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's an eye toward the offseason.
Yeah,
without making the team worse this
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
It's a soft sell.
Yeah, that's
It's not getting rid of Oubre, getting rid of Yabusele, you know, you're thinking trading Paul George.
Right.
Hey, this is probably not going to happen this year, but let's not make our team worse. Let's give ourselves a fighting chance to be whatever we're going to be.
And I mean,
this year.
Quentin Grimes only 24, the career high for three, so I think there is some upside there. I agree with you, the Caleb Martin contract was a good tradable one. Like, he wasn't making a ton of money. In 3 years, I think you could still trade him. But I like.
Well, Caleb Martin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I like the idea of taking a shot on a younger player now because, you know.
But he's unrestricted.
Yeah, but if you just don't, that's fine.
Quentin Grimes.
Yeah, if you don't re-sign him, that's fine.
Yep.
I've lost so much money on Quentin Grimes.
Yeah?
I don't think anyone in America has bet
more.
Do
you bet threes on Quentin Grimes? Yeah.
Always.
I could smell it.
That's worrisome. But you probably bet like 4+.
If you squint, you see Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
You got to really squint. Buddy.
And then when the results come in, you squint at your account.
Well, I'll tell you, the Mavericks weren't squinting, and they decided they would rather have the actual Klay Thompson rather than Quentin Grimes.
Well, worry, too, is he's like shooting way better this year, I think, than he normally does, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I think he is.
It's probably outlier.
39%.
Yeah.
He's not a team basketball player. He's a me guy.
That's what
in my watching of him and being solely focused on
him. 215-592-9494. Lawrence in Philadelphia. You are on WIP. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, what's going on, man? Spike? Man, I'm disappointed in you, man.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
You go always to New Orleans, man, and spill all that negativity by Hurts, man.
I haven't been negative at all,
yeah.
man. I've been positive about his future. I say he can be. There's much more to unlock there. What did I say that was negative? Oh,
I didn't hear that part. Because I know that now you're right.
Okay. Thank you.
Because once we win the Super Bowl, man, it's going to be like the whole narrative changed because the era of football is changing right in front of our eyes, if you don't see it or not. And that's how football goes, man.
Yep. You surf signing it up this afternoon, brother?
Excuse me?
No, nothing.
Hey, definitely drinking surf signs.
Yeah.
I don't ever sound like that.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I listen to the podcast of Angelo Cataldi, Mike Messinelli, Mac and Mac, Ricky Ricardo.
Wow.
Well, there's no podcast.
Pardon me?
Nothing.
Yep.
They all said the same thing I'm saying, man.
Which is what, exactly?
When you get back to Philadelphia, man, once we win the Super Bowl, man.
Yep.
They're going to be waiting for him?
So you have to apologize.
No.
Oh, yeah. I know that's not going to happen, though, man, because your dad, right? He's a friend of mine, your father,
I bet.
Mr. Howard Eskins. You know, we're the same age, me and Howard.
I can tell.
Yep.
Same age, man. You know, that's all I have to say, Spike. Hey, Spike, hey, look, man, I'm not trying to, like,
it's all good.
Be really too negative about you, man. I just want you to see that. Football is changing right in front of our eyes, man.
It is.
Because I watched it for 40, 60-something years, man.
They're going to play with two footballs next year.
Inside. Yeah.
Yep. Five downs.
Man. Come on, man. Don't, come on, man.
What's changing about football?
Why would y'all say that to me, man?
I've been watching, I
just told you how old I am, so I've been watching football that long, man.
Hold on.
Yes.
Well, hold on, then. You're 73, then. So you've been watching football for 40
years? No, I'm not 73. I'm 64.
Oh, well, then you're not Howard's age.
Yeah, Howard's 10 years. Well, whatever. Yeah.
As I say, but I've been listening to him on the radio since the 90s.
Whoa.
And I was putting the message out there how long I've been listening to this show. That's what I was just saying.
All right.
I definitely appreciate it.
That's the only thing I was saying, man.
Yeah, you're good.
It's the best, man. All right. Yeah. Well, after we win the Super Bowl, we will come back, and I will not apologize.
It's going to be some apologies.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike.
If we don't win the Super Bowl and Jalen plays bad, are you going to apologize, Lawrence?
Yes, I will. Not only that, man, I would take you and your friend any restaurant you want to go to, man. I pay for it.
All right.
This is heating up.
Hey, Spike, not only that, you got the receipts from this show that I've been calling since 1990.
Wow.
We have all your calls recorded.
Yep. All right, Lawrence.
I got the same phone number like grandmama's phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Lawrence. Okay. We'll talk to you next week after the game. Trade apologies. Whew. That was something else. Coming up next, Roger Goodell seemed pretty angry at something last night. And then Seth Joiner this morning seemed angry about the same thing, but maybe on the other side.
I can't imagine what this is about.
What are Roger Goodell and Seth Joiner on opposite sides about? Probably a lot of things, but we'll talk about one of them next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. We're in New Orleans, and this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.